With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Devastating floodwaters in the Midwest and South turning deadly. Authorities say at least 8 people have drowned. And with more heavy rain forecast overnight for several states, it is feared those numbers could climb. Economist Stephen Moore says President Trump was right to end collective bargaining for federal employees.
There's a reason why federal employees have benefits that are 30 to 40% higher than a comparably skilled private worker. The fact that their wages are higher than what private sector workers get is because nobody is looking out for the taxpayer at the negotiating table.
Moore was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli journalist Haviv Redigur says the Biden administration offered a lot of bad advice to Israel about its war in Gaza.
The Biden administration said things about not going into Rafah that were patently ridiculous. There were, it would take 4 months, they said, to move the civilians out in order to fight Hamas. Well, it ended up taking 12 days.
And he adds, Joe Biden's desire to assist Israel was always counterbalanced by the need to placate the anti-Israel wing of the Democrats. And he insists the Biden White House offered poor direction on the war against Hamas, partly due to poor understanding of the battlefield.
The kinds of statements they made about Rafah, about Gaza, it always seemed as though on one wall in the National Security Council briefing room, they have a map of Ukraine, and on another, they have a map of Gaza, and the maps are the same size, so they kind of assumed Gaza is this enormous place. Gaza is a 25-kilometer territory.
High-level talks tomorrow at the White House as President Trump will welcome once again Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is SRN News. The Trinity. Do you believe in it?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Survey from the Pew Research Center says a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Manhattan Institute's Leon Saper says President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political edge. Saper says the president is putting his Democratic opponents in a, quote, very unfavorable position. This is SRN News. U.S. Naval Academy removing 400 books from the library.
The Naval Academy was told by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's office to review and get rid of books that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. An initial search identified about 900 books for a closer look. Academy officials decided on nearly 400 to remove and began doing so this past week. John Scott reporting.
Four coaches, of course, in the men's NCAA Final Four, and three of them, Auburn coach Bruce Pearl, Florida's Todd Golden, and Duke's John Shayer, not only basketball rivals, but there's a unique thread of connection. Those three are Jewish, with careers that have cut various paths through Israel. To have three Jewish head coaches at one of the biggest events in sports comes at a time when a lot of campuses have grappled with protest. More details at SRNNews.com.